Hi, this is Lee Heffernan, and I'm here with Ms. Strive's class, and we're working on a podcast today about literacy and the law. We're going to talk to you about a book called Granddaddy's Gift by Marjorie King Mitchell. The back of the book tells us that this book is about a girl named Little Jo. When her granddaddy becomes the first black registered voter in their small Mississippi town, Little Jo learns about determination and courage in the face of prejudice. I'm here with Elijah, and Elijah's going to tell you a little bit about his impressions of the book.
Hi, my name's Elijah. A lawyer came to Granddaddy's church to get people to register to vote, but the city clerk said, "No, you have to take a test." Granddaddy was brave, and even though the test was hard, he studied and passed the test. The test was not fair because only some people had to take it. Everyone should have the right to vote.
Shane and Cameron are here, and they've written a skit about taking action for justice in Granddaddy's Gift.
My name's Shane.
And this is Cameron.
Who took action in Granddaddy's Gift?
Granddaddy did, and a lawyer.
Who tried to stop Granddaddy from voting?
Law stopped him, and people at the voting office told him he had to take a test.
Why didn't he study for the test?
He wanted to change the law.
Why did people burn Granddaddy's church?
To make him not want to vote.
Did the fire scare people?
No. More people went to vote after their church burned.
My name is Cody, and Granddaddy fights to vote. Someday I hope kids can vote. I think kids can vote like grown-ups. I am going to vote when I am 18.
From 1960 to 1966, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, also known as SNCC, worked to help people like Granddaddy in Mississippi pass the literacy test. They organized freedom schools. Olivia, Jada, and Kim are here to present a sketch they wrote about the freedom schools.
Good morning, this is WKRT News. We're interviewing people today about voting. Today is voting day, so get out of bed, people, and vote.
Here we are in 1961 in Mississippi. It's hot today, but we are still doing our jobs.
People, if they're going to vote today, will you vote? Yes. Or no?
Of course we will. Voting is our right.
How do you feel about the literacy test? Do you think you can pass it?
Of course I can pass it. I've been studying at the Freedom School.
Here we are at the Voting Sign-Up Center.
People here still have to take a test to vote.
But people are ready thanks to the Freedom Schools. Voting is for everybody.
Hi, my name is Nicholas. Okay. Voting is important. I'm going to vote for my better future. Vote for the right person. Governors might get mad with power, and they also might hurt our environment of animals and agencies and all that other stuff.
Granddaddy's Gift shows the importance of voting.
Why is it important to encourage people to vote?
Because voters give power to enough people of your country.
Because when you vote for president, you're voting for what kind of environment you want to be living in.
Because it's compressed, worse for a good environment.
We can help to change the laws.
It's good to have choices.
And this boy, say your names. You are?
I'm Trevor.
And I'm Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, I'm Tessa.
Hi, I'm Blaze.
And we are here to talk about voting. Voting is important because we want the right person for the job.
When I grow up, I am going to vote because I can help make and change laws.
The people in the past worked really hard to make sure that we got the chance to vote.
So get out there and vote!
Hi, my name is Isaiah. People still have to take literacy tests today. Every year, 3rd through 6th graders take a test called iStep. It takes an hour every day. The test includes reading, writing, and math. It can be hard and confusing.
Hello, this podcast is from Sam and Alexis. We would like to welcome you to our podcast. Our script has a reporter talking to Little Joe now that she is grown up. Little Joe is about to go vote. Little Joe, we have some questions for you. Why do you get to vote without taking the test?
Because having to take a test to vote is against the law now.
Does everyone know that they can vote now?
Yes, we have worked at the Freedom Schools to show people how to register to vote. We made signs and protested at the courthouse. Taking action for justice is very important.
Well, thanks. This is the KRTW for the 6 o'clock news.
Bye!
Hi, I'm Graham. In the book Granddaddy's Gift, Granddaddy stands up for what he believes in and what could change the world. Lots of people stood up for voting rights. If a law is unfair, you can work to change it. If you want to read a good book, read Granddaddy's Gift, because it's awesome.